From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. In Iraq, a suicide bomber has killed 8 people and wounded 20 in the northwest of the country close to the Syrian border. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports from Baghdad.
The bomber concealed an explosive vest under his clothes and approached the entrance of a Sunni mosque in the city of Talafar just as crowds began to exit after Friday prayers. Talafar is on the edge of territory that is disputed between Iraq's central government and the Kurdistan Autonomous Region. American military officials believe that insurgents target such areas to provoke ethnic strife. The city is predominantly inhabited by ethnic Turkomans who have mostly aligned with Arabs in the region against the Kurds. The U.S. Army in northern Iraq has proposed joint patrols with Iraqi army units and Kurdish National Guards assisted by American soldiers. But the proposal has been controversial, especially as Iraqi politicians begin campaigning for national elections scheduled for January. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
At least 11 people were killed today in another bombing attack in Pakistan. This one was in Peshawar. A suicide bomb detonated near a police station and a mosque. Militants have launched a string of attacks over the past 11 days in Pakistan. After vigorous denials of a report in yesterday's London Times, further questions are being asked of the Italian government. The newspaper claimed the Italian NATO contingent in Afghanistan bribed the Taliban and Afghan warlords not to attack its troops. Larry Miller reports from London.
In its latest report, the London Times says a Taliban commander and 2 senior Afghan officials confirmed Italian forces did indeed secretly pay protection money to prevent attacks on their troops in 2 of the areas they were deployed. The Times quotes Mohammed Ismail, described as a Taliban commander. He said the deal was that after payment, neither side would attack the other. The problem came when French forces replaced the Italians. Unaware of the arrangement, they attacked the Taliban, which responded by ambushing the French, killing 10 soldiers. The Times reports a senior Afghan army officer said there were agreements. While the Italian and French governments insist the report has no basis, opposition groups in both countries are demanding urgent clarification. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
President Obama is to speak at Texas A&M University in College Station today on the subject of community service. Former President George H.W. Bush invited him. The president will speak at an event marking the 20th anniversary of Mr. Bush's Thousand Points of Light volunteerism initiative that was launched in 1989. Wall Street, in early trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 69 points at 99.94, the NASDAQ Composite down 14 at 21.59, and the S&P 500 down 10 points. This is NPR News. General Electric reports a sharp slide in its third-quarter profits, and it says problems in its finance business have continued. From member station WNPR in Hartford, Connecticut, Harriet Jones reports.
Fairfield, Connecticut-based GE reported earnings of $2.4 billion, a 44% drop from the same quarter last year. The results were dragged down by much lower profits at GE Capital. The finance business, previously a driver of prosperity at GE, saw its earnings tumble almost 90%. By contrast, the company's industrial segments recorded a modest increase in profits, as did NBC Universal. GE is reportedly in talks to sell the film and television business to cable giant Comcast. Overall revenue at the conglomerate was down 20%. Chairman and CEO Jeff Immelt described the results as solid, saying he sees signs of recovery, but the environment is still tough. For NPR News, I'm Harriet Jones in Hartford.
Bank of America reports a loss of more than $2 billion in its latest quarter, and its outgoing CEO, Ken Lewis, will take no salary or bonus for 2009. That's reported to be his agreement with the government's official who is monitoring pay packages at companies bailed out by taxpayers. Lewis is also to pay back about $1 million that he's received so far out of a $1.5 million annual salary. Lewis was earlier stripped of his post as chairman after controversy erupted over Bank of America's takeover of the brokerage house Merrill Lynch. Computer giant IBM has raised its profit outlook for the second time this year, and it says that despite falling sales, it's confident about the future. IBM reported its results after stock markets closed yesterday. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.